Time for the business again from Emma.
Thanks, Cathal. The tough choices on the Irish economy have already been made, it says, but an editorial in today's Financial Times says early glimmers of optimism should not be mistaken for a return to the carefree days of easy growth. And this comes as the Irish Fiscal Advisory Council warns that fiscal discipline needs to be sustained to reduce the national debt and that the government needs to keep a prudent fiscal stance in the budget next month. We're joined now by Justin Urquhart-Stewart of Seven Investment Management. Justin, a congratulatory warning maybe this morning from the Financial Times, but that's just one view from outside of the Irish economy. How do you read it?
Very significant change indeed. You've got to be careful to make sure you don't overdo it, but you can see a rising level of confidence, and I've seen that directly throughout certain parts of the country. But also we've got the current account surplus, we've got inward investment rising, and we've even seen, some of the property market in Dublin starting to rise as well. These are positive signs. There are still going to be those horrific totems of the disasters of the empty ghost estates which will be there, which reflect what happened in the past. But nonetheless, we've seen some improvements. Don't get too carried away, though. Remember that 120% of the value of the economy is in national debt at the moment. But what you've had is a benefit of a rising US economy, a rising UK economy, but the Eurozone is still in a depressed state. But overall, I would say the glass is certainly more than half full at the moment.
How would you say being carried away would manifest itself? What would the worst things to do be?
The worst thing to do would be actually now to start actually encouraging everybody to start going out and borrowing again. That's going to be quite difficult to do because the banks aren't in a fit state to be able to do so. But to be able to make sure that actually we have reasonable recovery, at the moment the figures are looking quite strong. What you don't want is to have the economy overheating again. Otherwise we will go back to another boom and bust. It's slow and steady. It may sound dull, but when it comes to running an economy, dull's actually quite good.
Well, that is a sentiment that's echoed by the Fiscal Council this morning. It's warning this morning that policy here has tended to contribute to boom-bust cycles and that we have to break that pattern. How can we do that now in the situation that we're currently in?
What you've got to be able to do is make sure that investment is carried out at a measured basis. And that may be frustrating for some who people see there's the opportunity for buying assets which are now cheap and they can actually develop money, develop them quickly and make a quick return. No, what you want to be able to do is to make sure that you have long-term investments coming in, which we're beginning to see more of in terms of inward investment. Ireland's in a much better position than, say, the United Kingdom, which has had a question on it with regard to the Scottish referendum and, of course, even the EU referendum. So it is still attracting more money coming in, and that's what external investors need to be seeing. But domestically, what you want to be able to see is a growth-positive economy, but not one which is going to encourage outwardly high levels of investment for people taking too much risk. Calm it down, slow and steady.
You mentioned external investors. What about the health of our overseas trading partners, specifically the UK and the US?
UK and US are actually looking in not bad shape at all. The UK is actually looking quite good. I have to say the recovery is good, but you have to question how sustainable it's going to be at the moment, but it's okay. The US, they will keep everything necessary going because they will both keep low interest rates. The real concern at the moment is the depressive state of the Eurozone. And I don't mean the periphery states so much as the core. France is in a very flat position indeed and not looking good and politically not looking strong. And even Germany at the moment, Mrs. Merkel will do what is necessary to get things moved. But what you've had is the ECB now cutting rates to the extent that bank deposits within the central bank are now negative. Banks have to pay interest to put money there. But I'm afraid the ECB is a bit like standing there with a damp box of matches and a wet firework. It's not going off. What you need to do is encourage growth in the core, and that's more difficult. Otherwise, we're heading for more disinflation, which could lead to deflation, which could mean the core of the Eurozone could start looking like Japan unless action is taken.
And if we in Ireland are going to have to rely on our exports and attracting overseas investments, do you think we'll make it through?
I think you will, because you're an open economy, which has shown its flexibility. It's been very painful, as you've seen with changes to the population, but that actually comes through the other side. Those economies which aren't as flexible will see more pain. I underline France. And so, therefore, it's going to be more difficult for them. You have the ability to actually not be so dependent necessarily on the Eurozone, although it's much better if it was doing better, but your other two main trading partners are still positive. So that's an encouraging sign. But nonetheless, everybody should be doing everything necessary to get the Eurozone authorities, and particularly the ECB, to get the inflation pressures going again and get some more growth back into the core.
Justin Urquhart-Stewart of Seven Investment Management, thanks very much for joining us this morning. In other business news, a statement from retailer Tesco this morning says it's overstated its expected first half profit by an estimated $250 million and has launched a review to find out why. The firm said it discovered the overstatement made as part of an August 29th profit warning during its final preparations for its forthcoming interim results, which will now be announced on October 23rd rather than October 1st. And the trading statement is Tesco's third profits warning in a matter of weeks. Tesco, it said, identified an overstatement in its expected profit for the half year, principally due to the accelerated recognition of commercial income and a delayed accrual of costs. On the currency markets this morning, the euro is trading at $1.28.6 and at 78.6 pence sterling.
Emma, thank you.